State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz has officially launched her campaign for governor. She joins former State Senator Ben Downing and Harvard professor Danielle Allen as candidates for the 2022 Democratic nomination. Chang Diaz is the first Latina elected to the state Senate. She's a former public school teacher who has advocated for a range of progressive causes. We spoke with her after she kicked off her candidacy with a series of events across the state yesterday, and she says she's entering the race to try to bring systemic change.
I'm tired of waiting for government to live up to our hopes and the needs of our families. You know, when I say systemic change, I mean change in our education systems, change in our housing, change in our transportation systems, in our healthcare, in our environmental stewardship. These are all things that working families have been waiting on for years and years and years, and we have let these things wait for so long that in this past year we have really seen, we've let them simmer and now they are boiling over. And we can't wait any longer.
Give me an example of an issue that Governor Chang Diaz would really like to own and work on right away if elected.
Well, I know the temptation to pin me down, you know, to one issue, but I really think I would be doing a disservice to the working families that I'm in this race for, to oversimplify and say, you know, if we just get this one thing right. I mean, you know, if there is one silver bullet that we have in public policy, I do believe that it is public education. And I will define that as from zero on to post 12th grade, right, that we need to expand our definition of what public education is. And if we can get that right, we are going to take a huge bite out of many of the other issues and challenges that we face as a Commonwealth. But I also know that we need to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time in the Commonwealth, and that we have incredible talent and incredible resources and incredible resilience in the Commonwealth. And we can, in fact, tackle more than one issue at once.
You started out the day of your official announcement in Western Massachusetts. You made stops in Springfield and Worcester, then you were in Boston. Do you think that name recognition outside of Greater Boston is going to be a challenge for you?
You know, look, there are a lot of people I am going to meet, and I'm really looking forward to meeting across this Commonwealth. But what I experienced, you know, just in day one, is that these are people, in many cases, that I have been working in the trenches with for years. On education funding reform, on criminal justice reform, on transgender equal rights, on civil rights issues, on economic development and economic justice. So a lot of these are not new relationships. Some of them will be. Many of them will be.
Many of the issues that you mentioned, you're in a very different place than Governor Charlie Baker is. He's a Republican governor. He hasn't said whether he's going to seek re-election next year, but he is considered one of the most popular governors in the country. So what do you do to maybe broaden your message or compromise to try to make sure that you have support in a general election?
Deb, I think the question is, what is the governor doing with that popularity, right? We need someone in the corner office who feels the same urgency that working people do, and who is willing to confront the problems that working families are experiencing with the same determination that they're living them, and who are going to face our problems head on and not run away from them and not minimize them. And I think that is not a partisan issue.
Two Democratic opponents are in the race so far. Your former colleague, former Senator Ben Downing, Harvard professor Danielle Allen as well. A.G. Maura Healey is said to be thinking about running, but she hasn't said whether she is or not yet. So how do you distinguish yourself, do you think, from other Democrats?
Well, I think, Deb, that, you know, I have worked shoulder to shoulder with communities across this Commonwealth for over a decade now. And together we have shown that we can take what people said was impossible and turn it into the law. And, you know, I am in this race to have the deepest and the most empowering conversation with Massachusetts about the kind of Commonwealth that we all want to raise our kids in and that we want to hand on to the next generation. And I am looking forward to a very robust debate about that.
Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, who has announced that she is running for governor, thanks so much for being with us. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thanks, Deb.